This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Got a little motto, always see me through. When you're good to mama, mama's good to you.
I turn to you like a flower leaning toward the sun. I turn to you, 'cause you're the only one.
And when I fall down, I have to pick myself back.
This is Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
Good evening and welcome everyone. I am Michelle Barber and you are listening to Stand Up Straight, where we aim to provide a vehicle for the allied supporters to stand up for our GLBTI community, to encourage and create greater inclusion, share stories, give advice, even create new ways of thinking, and most importantly, facilitate change towards greater acceptance of our rainbow family in all its shapes and sizes. So tonight, big night for me, and I have to say I'm a bit emotional. It's actually my first birthday show. So I've got a few people coming into the studio, people that have been instrumental in the show getting off the ground, people that have been through the year with me for quite a bit of time. First thing I think that I want to say is just this is a very, very important show for me, and I have, over this last year, had feedback from people where they have said that it's important to them. And that is what impacts on me. So even though I might just be sitting in a studio and talking to someone and it's just a conversation, and that was said to me before I went on air a year ago, it's just a conversation, but I realised that it actually is. And when people are listening to me and I'm making a difference to them or helping them or stirred something in them or whatever, then that, if that's the only reward that I ever wanted, would then I've achieved it. So I just wanted to just let you know that one of the things that I've enjoyed probably most about being in the studio is that I've had the opportunity to share it with incredible people, many friends and also family. I've also endeavoured to be honest and sincere and truthful, but more than anything, to be myself and to celebrate a community that I am so immensely proud to be part of. I've struggled with some of the topics, and at times I've had my own ideas and beliefs challenged, which I know I have said quite often, but isn't that what makes us grow? So that's the mum advice at the end. I'm getting Sammy, who's giving me the mum look. So without further ado, I've got a few people in the studio. There's a young man called Nelson. It's his fault, partially.
Partially.
And he's got the it's partly his fault that I'm on air. He's got a very sexy voice. Is that wrong for mum to say?
Love song dedication to Nelson
tonight.
Can't
say it. What song would you dedicate, Nelson?
I would dedicate Total Eclipse of the Heart to myself because it's a beautiful song. It's my karaoke song.
It is.
Yeah, look, it'll make for interesting radio. One, you having a human voice and me being an alien.
Yeah. And I've also got Stephen, my husband, is in the studio too because it's actually his fault that I'm on air, partially as well. tell me, Stephen, why am I on air?
Because I love you, and like a good, obedient, significant other, I did as I was told, because you actually expressed interest in doing the Taste of Radio, and like a fool, I went out and bought it for you.
No fool. And so I did the Taste of Radio, and I know there was a lot of talk at home about whether I would or wouldn't do anything, whether it would come to fruition. Do you remember those sorts of conversations that we had?
Absolutely. Can I say, with much love, drove me crazy.
Nelson laughs.
Because I knew you could push yourself beyond your normal boundaries, and I knew that you could do what you set out to do. And you have. You've gone leaps and bounds.
I didn't think that I could do it, I know, but I think there's kind of a bit of a safety about being in a studio and talking without having all eyes on me. I mean, and I know you get up on stage. I don't know how you do that and have everyone looking at you, but you say that there's a, you know, it's a character that you're portraying. But I'm like, when I'm on air, I feel that there's not a character. Like, you can't be a character.
Yeah, when you're acting, there's a certain amount of self in there, but it is. It's totally immersed in the character. And anything I do on stage that may be embarrassing or totally against my typecast, it's certainly the character doing it, and it's not me, and I don't identify as me. Being on the radio, it is you. And as you know, like, the things that you've actually gone on to do, like your speech at Idaho Day. it really is. It's been growth.
Yeah, and it's provided a lot of opportunities in the people that I've met through doing interviews. I mean, we have, like, Nelson and I were talking before about going through, looking at the different podcasts that we've done and the different shows that we've done. We've had, and I've said this before also, a passion, I don't know if that's the right word, but I truly want to have people out there aware of the trans community a lot more. So we've done some amazing shows on we did Trans 101, I think it was like the sixth show. I think I went back and looked, I think it was the sixth show.
So good you did it in two parts. That's one of my favourites for sure.
Yeah, and then we had, I think a couple of months later, we had, and Nelson, you said, what was your favourite of the trans shows that we did?
There were so many. There was Trans 101 Part 2 with Andrea and was it
Julie?
Julie, whose daughter is transitioning currently, is in high school.
Very
edgy, and I think it was really not out of left field from what you'd been doing, but it was really straight at the heartstrings.
Yeah, it was. And I know Julie had just stepped on that path, and I think I described that show. Julie had just stepped on that path, that journey of with her daughter, and Andrea was so wise and had such gentle, calming way about her, didn't she? And there was that knowledge, and there was, and I remember, and I hope Andrew Thorpe doesn't mind saying that he's technically my boss here at Joy, and he sent Matt Thompson a text, I think, and said, make sure this podcast gets up on, you know, quickly, because it was really, and to me that was really important radio, and I don't think I'd realised how important some shows were, as I've said earlier, you know. So we did quite a few different trans shows, I know, and I know one of my favourite, and it was the first show I did on my own with no co-host and no other guest, was Nate Reed, and you're all nodding, and he's a wonderful man. I've had him back before a couple of times, and that was terrifying. Although I have to say, I'm more nervous now because I've got the people that are important in my life and important to the show, and how and supporting me getting this show.
You know, we'll actually judge you.
Judgment. That's the Jewish blood in you, Nelson. It's that judgment.
But I actually think it's your ability to ask those questions that they come from your heart.
Yeah.
They're things that you want to know, and you want other people to understand, and I guess have the same understanding that you've come to have.
Yeah, and I often say this, it's just, if I was sitting around the kitchen table, and I know Sarah, who's going to be coming in shortly as well, Sarah said, it's just like sitting around the kitchen table. If you were at dinner, that's how you'd want it to be. It would be like, oh, what do you mean? Oh, I don't understand, or explain more. That's how I've tried to be. I know
that mother figure, which you come across as quite readily, I feel. Mm-hmm. I actually think it's really important that you've focused on trans issues as well as gay and lesbian issues in your shows, because that really re-emphasizes what it means to be an ally
Yeah.
Because,
yeah.
you know, there's not just the bias of having a gay son. There's really being involved in the community. Mm.
And it,
God, I think it goes beyond that. I think it's the humanistic aspect of it all. It doesn't matter about your sexuality.
Yeah, that's right. And it's funny, Nelson, you say, I mentioned you, probably said more things about you on air that you might have wanted, but what are you going to do? You know, that's
read my blog, you'll yeah.
get there. So, but it's not actually about having a gay son anymore. It actually isn't. It's about being and feeling that I'm doing the right things morally that feel right for me and speaking up for people. Mm. And you, another thing, like we've had stories from people in Joy, like Robbie that's out on the front desk. I've had him in and tell me his story. And there was people at Joy that had never heard his story. Mm. Gary Wilson as well, that reads our news and does. Jason. Oh, Jason Gibbs's coming out story, which he told us about 4 weeks ago, when we did a show on, and we'll talk about it when we come back, we've got to have a break in a second, but he told his coming out story. He's been at Joy for a lot of years. He never told anyone. So I just, those little snippets of things that have happened to me where people come in here and I've learned about them and they've been able to share their lives and their stories and all of that kind of stuff. So that I really, really do feel, I feel quite humbled and a bit embarrassed tonight. So we're going to go for a song now. And the very first song, and hopefully everyone in this studio, including Matt Thompson that's sitting in the corner that's very quiet, the very first song, surprise, surprise, Matt Thompson quiet, the very first song I played on air, on Stand Up Straight, was dedicated to my son Nelson, because every time I used to hear this on the radio, I would think of him. So it's Take Your Mama by the Scissor Sisters. You're on Joy, Stand Up Straight with Michelle. Okay, Sammy, are you ready? Let's go.
Proudly pushing the buttons of my favourite straight woman every week on Joy 94.9 on Stand Up Straight.
That is the gorgeous Sammy that does sit across the desk from me and has done for what? How long, Sammy? A couple of months. Yeah, a couple of months, yes. So the lovely Sammy, when I came in here, had a beautiful set of colourful balloons and has lollies and chocolates and everything out in the in the reception area there. Nelson bought some cakes in. My husband bought me some beautiful tulips, my favourite flower. So thank you. That's again part of that's a byproduct, I suppose, of what you get from doing something like this. And it was unexpected. I feel a bit humbled and a bit embarrassed. So yeah, it has taken me aback. I know, but it's not what you do it for, and we don't. But it's just an odd for me. It's a little bit of an odd feeling because I'm not, you know.
We know you're odd, so yeah.
Let's take the pressure off you for a second. We've got some messages, quite a few messages in during the break. We've got one that says, "Hey, Michelle," from Matt in Doncaster. Thank you.
He was yelling at me.
Thank you, Matt. It's very sweet. Then we've got Hi M and Stand Up Straight, numeral 8 peeps.
Ooh.
Congrats on your first.
Must be a young person,
yes. I've heard about that Facebook, yes. That's how they all speak. Congrats on your first B-Day. I missed the first show. Any memorable moments from that or the last year? Andy Kay.
Andy Kay's one of our beautiful news readers. And before I'll introduce her and then she'll be able to speak. Gorgeous Sarah, who was from Day Dot, my co-host and shoulder to cry on.
Co-conspirator.
Sarah. And I've also got someone else that's here that was from my first show, Matthew Thompson.
Good evening.
Good evening. Good evening. So they were both here from day one. And I suppose for both of you, in answering, I suppose, Andy Kay's question, the first show I remember, do you remember, Sarah?
I don't remember much more than your, like, almost panic attack that happened right before.
That was my favourite part. That was definitely my favourite part. Watching Michelle just stress off.
Can I say S-H-1-T myself?
Yeah.
I have to say before, I would drive in every day before the show, in particular the first few, I would drive in and I would try and practice what I was going to say out loud. And the swearing, I did it myself because I couldn't get my intro out. I still don't. Those of you that may have noticed, I did fluff even a few of the words of my intro tonight. But I would drive in the car and be trying to think of up things to say, and I always got things wrong. And I don't know how is it that it happens when you get in the studio, the microphone's there, and it works. I don't know.
The magic of radio, wasn't it? But it's organic as well, I suppose.
Yeah.
But, geez, you know, you're actually talking. You're not rehearsing. You're saying what you're feeling.
Having a conversation with a person other than your steering wheel.
Yeah.
And I did mention you before, Sarah, and early on you used to say to me, you know, it's like sitting around the kitchen table and chatting.
Yeah.
And that was that real, I had to keep saying that to myself, and it's
exactly
true.
Well, because we had tea beforehand a lot of the time in those early days.
I think there's fried chicken of sorts, usually. Exactly. Most weeks.
Exactly. And, you know, we had guests who were coming in to be interviewed who came and ate with us, and we kind of yelled at each other. And
it's true. Exactly. I do remember the first show was So Your Kids Are Homo was the movie.
That's right, yeah.
Yep, that was the first
they
one.
They were in fundraising for that. Yeah. They were, you know, they were guinea pigs.
They were, yeah.
I remember editing out that first show a couple of weeks later for podcasts, thinking, wow, we've come a long way in just 3 weeks. And, you know, what a long way you've come in 12 months as well.
Yeah, we have.
Because there's no sweating or panic attacks before shows anymore.
No, there was before. It was just now.
Other than this show.
Yeah. And you are on air as well.
Yeah.
You often do Beckless Breakfast.
Yeah, when Beck's away, I tend to take over the captain's chair on a Saturday morning, and I read the news on Monday mornings, and I do Spirit Lounge once a month. I just like to, you know, pop in and
take over
every couple of weeks and have some fun and go away again.
And do you have a favourite show that you can think of? And
in terms of stand-up trans? So the very first Trans 101 that we did with Andrea was a huge eye-opener, and she was so gracious and such a calming influence even on us.
It's true. You're right, because I think that was week 4 or something. You're nodding, Matt, too.
Yeah, totally. I don't think you can go past those Trans 101 shows. It took everything back to basics, and for a lot of people that may not know that much about the trans community, it was a massive eye-opener, especially for me.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, for all of us.
Yeah. Exactly, because, you know, I'm not a straight lady, but I haven't been out that long and I haven't been in the community that long. Yeah. And, you know, you think you know some things too, but if you don't have trans friends and you've never just sat down and asked questions, you can be kind of intrusive on the radio.
That's the thing. You don't know whether... I think with Andrea, she... And I do say this for every guest before going on air. Is there anything off limits? Is there anything, anywhere that you don't want me to go? Blah, blah, blah. And she always said, no, anything. And I think you don't realise that you've got somebody in front of you that's got a massive story and journey that... And to have them be frank and honest. And we asked pretty basic questions, but that was the reason behind it, you know?
And the opportunity to ask those questions was amazing. And for me to realise how much, you know, the places we've come from and the places we've been are very different, but how much of her, like, emotional experience I actually identified with.
You did.
Yeah.
I remember.
You know, she talked about sitting in shopping centres and watching ladies come and go out of stores and for a moment feeling relaxed and kind of identifying with them and just feeling at home for a second and then kind of it falling away to go home again. And I remember being in the closet and being in the church and occasionally being around people before I ever came out, but being around people who I was like, I know they're my people. Even listening to Joy a bit, in the early days, I know they're my people, and having that feeling of calmness and, you know, belonging to a certain extent, and then also feeling it go away. And that emotional experience, you know, very different experiences coming out of the lesbian, transitioning, all those kind of things. But at the same time, the emotional experience resonates. And I think it resonates. It doesn't matter, you know, what kind of person you are, you've been through that in one way or another. That's why I appreciated her story.
Did you have a favourite show, Maddie?
Look, I just touched on it before. And with the Trans 101 shows, I think the reason why I took so much away from them is actually the essence of your show. Stand Up Straight is all about asking questions, but it's not asking questions in an intrusive manner at all. It comes from a place of genuine interest, genuine respect for those people. Mm. And that's what it is. It's just asking questions and asking the questions that everybody wants to know the answers to.
It's just, I just want to know.
But everybody does. And that's the point, though. And you're asking the questions and getting the answers, which I think is
incredible.
But, you
know, in the beginning, and I toot and fro, and I get a bit personal here, but not personal, but I used to, I got to a stage where I was thinking, you know, I'm not professional enough. It's not this and it's not that. And then it was a few people that came and said, to me, that's not what it's about. Mm-hmm. It's about you being yourself, mm-hmm. and, you know, whether it's the mum figure or the, you know, whatever, or not judgmental and that. I really try not to be. And I think that having people from all walks of life, I mean, we had, we've had Christian Vega on from the Vixen Hour, and that was another, he talked about allies within the,
sex worker community.
And, like, I never thought of that either. So there's all these light bulbs that have gone off, I think, in the last 12 months. And, like, we had, Sarah touched on before, we had two teachers come in, and they were to the education show. Exactly. And we've had youth and making a difference. We had a show that was a lot of fun and a bit cheeky, which was with myself, of course, Sammy and Shane Cooper, and Maddie jumped in as well that day too. And it was beats and saunas and apps and sex on premises, which we didn't get to that much that night. But that was really, really interesting. And I think I'd started originally by saying what my opinion was of those types of places and how wrong I was.
And, of course, you learning that, you know, the particular hardware stores and the big blue box that sells meatballs, that both are actually lesbian beats.
And I must admit, it's the first time I've ever heard your pictures on your Grindr profile referred to by Sammy as a portfolio.
Aren't they?
Yeah. Something
I
like
think
that.
I think Shane said he had his own portfolio or something like that. But, again, it was really interesting because we're all three different ages and we all had three different opinions, but the beauty of, maybe it's because it's community radio as well, is that there's kind of maybe more scope to sort of touch on areas that are not quite what would be for regular mainstream radio, I think.
And interesting being the only person in the room that night that actually wasn't interested in men. So,
Sammy, on that, have you had a favourite show that we've done recently?
I think one of my favourite shows, because I was I always listened because we've been friends for a very long time, one of my favourite shows that you did was the night you did the show on depression with Shane Cooper.
I've got that as one of my favourites too.
You actually spoke very personally about the effects that depression had had on you and also with Shane being able to talk to it. And that was sort of around the time that Beyond Blue had done a really great initiative about depression within our community.
Yeah,
so
they
did. I think that show resonated with so many people in our community on so many different levels. And for people that have, you know, parents or nieces or nephews or children that identify within the rainbow community, actually gave them a little bit more of an understanding about how depression does particularly also affect our community on that level. So to me, that was sort of one of, for my listening, it was one of
a really important show for me, because it was the first show that I changed from 9 p.m. on a Tuesday and then to a 7 p.m. on a Thursday. And I discussed with Matt about wanting to do something that was a bit important to me, and also I'd been on air for a 3 months. I thought it was probably a bit time for people to get to know me and for me to get a little bit raw. And it was a really interesting dynamic for Matt and I, because he interviewed me and yet we'd sort of been friends for a little while, and it was an odd kind of situation, but he was very gentle about it. And that was one of my favorite shows, actually.
You almost forget about some of the shows and how much they've moved you until you start bringing it up and you start talking about this again. But that show was incredible, and I think it was incredibly brave of you to be able to open yourself up to me, who you hadn't actually known for that long at all.
That's right.
And gone to me and said, hey, look, it's all open slather. You ask questions that you want to ask questions about, and that was what I did. And, it was a pretty incredible show, that one.
It was a lovely show. And Shane was very gracious again. He was very frank and honest, and it was really nice to have a balance of, from the GLBTI perspective mm-hmm. around depression and then with mine. So, and I've had some feedback, and that was it was important for me, I think, mm-hmm. to do a show like that.
Depression is like the great leveler, really. There's not yeah. really any sort of subset of people that really fall into it. And talking about it on a show like this that isn't specifically, you know, a self-help show or a guidance show really breaks down a lot of the stigma behind it.
Yeah, and I suppose because it's not a self-help show, and in a way sometimes the discussions end up turning out that way, and even sometimes the discussions that we have after the show, you know, even just out in the foyer and chatting with the guests afterwards, it kind of sometimes it ends up being that way, and it does get me thinking about a lot of things. As I touched, it has made me change the way I look at people, full stop. Mm. I don't know. Do you, Sarah, you're nodding as well.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm never been the kind of person who just sits down and like asks people questions.
I'm the other half of you.
Exactly. I'm a really curious person, but in some ways I'm quite a shy person, so I'm not normally the person who just lays out stuff like, this is what I want to know. Mm. And the opportunity to do with that with people is a bit weird, but yeah. it's growing. You grow from it, and I learn a lot. And
I think we have. Mm. Yeah, we've learned a lot.
Absolutely.
Just touching on that, I think it's hard to listen to this show and not grow and not expand your mind, because you hear so many different types of conversations just listening to Stand Up Straight, and all of a sudden you just think about things that you've never thought about before.
Yeah.
Mm.
And that's how you learn.
Yeah. We've been really, really lucky. We've had a couple more messages come in, so thank you guys for doing that. It's very, very nice to hear. We've had from Andrew Thorpe, I think I might call this an essay. Who wants to... Nelson, would you... Yes. Do you mind reading that?
Yeah, in a romantic thing. A romantic style.
From Andrew Thorpe.
Well, my voice doesn't really lend itself to anything else, so... happy birthday, Michelle. Many of our listeners would be aware of Joy's mission statement. They may not be aware of our programming statement to connect, represent, and celebrate our diverse communities through programming that uplifts, informs, and empowers. Stand Up Straight is the embodiment of this programming statement. It is a vital program for Joy and our diverse rainbow communities. I also hope our listeners appreciate that Michelle on air is as she is off air, loving and caring of all. Thank you, Mama Joy, and to Papa Joy. I hope there are many more years to come.
Thank you, Andrew. That's beautiful. And that does mean a lot. It's a bit of a joke with Andrew that I go up and hug him or make him smile because he's very reluctant in wanting to do that. So thank you, Andrew. That is really sweet. I'll give you a big cuddle and a kiss when I see you next. And Papa Bear is meaning Stephen Barber, who's standing behind me. Thank you, Andrew. That's really lovely. We have to go for another song and a break. Thank you, Sarah, for coming in.
Very
thank
welcome.
You, Maddie, for making me tear up a little bit because I didn't know you were coming in. And thanking you in particular for 9 months of panelling. I will just say very, very, very quickly, before this show started, I didn't have a panelist, and I said to Matt one day, I said, can you do me a favour? Do you mind panelling just for a few weeks? I'm not sure how it's going to go. Blah, 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 blah. Well, he never missed for 9 months.
It was like a baby.
It was like you were like my baby.
I made a baby. I'm never going to do that again in my life, but I made a baby.
Oh, dear. So thank you both very much. You are an integral part of this show and the Stand Up Straight family. So thank you, Mike, very, very much. I love you both.
Love you.
We're going to go for a song. It's Stand Up Straight's first birthday, and you're on Joy 94.9.
You're listening to Michelle on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. She's my mum.
You are on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. Studios full of lots of people. Thank you so much for some beautiful messages that we've had come through from Andrew Sanders, who is part of Minus 18. He's been a guest on my show a couple of times. Good to hear your voice, Michelle. Can't believe it's been a year since your show started. Where did all that time go? Much love, as always, Andrew. Thank you, darling. And there's also another one from a special lady out there that we reckon's probably taken about 40 minutes to type. Congratulations, Michelle, on your anniversary with Joy. Keep up the good work. Love, Mum. That's my gorgeous mum, Nelson's grandma, and she listens every single week, and she's my judge and jury, I think she is.
Now, I've got something else that I found that they used to get played on the show every week by your button pusher.
Ooh, Ellie.
Have a listen to this.
Ooh.
Hey, this is Matt, and I'm a producer at Stand Up Straight, and as a gay man, I've never pushed a woman's buttons. Push it real good. Until now. You're with Michelle on Joy 94.9.
Yes, I must admit that you are the only woman
still
that I've ever done.
Oh, I'm touched. That's that does bring back some memories. We had a lot of fun putting that together, I have to say. We are running out of time, so I'm going to thank you, Sammy, for that. That was good fun. And Matt for that live read. I will just say, I used to not always... Am I allowed to say?
Yeah, why not?
Well, okay.
Hang on, we've got the head of the programming committee in the room tonight. So, you know, we probably shouldn't say, but we will anyway. Go on.
You know what we should do? We should sit up straight.
We should sit up straight and stand up straight.
I was terrified to read on air. I was terrified to read out loud, and I always am.
It's very hard to do.
It's very hard.
Especially when you've got a script in front of you and you have to read those words.
And people would think it's easy, but it wasn't. No. So I would record my... I'm using inverted commas, live reads, but
half
Sammy,
an hour before the show.
And Sammy would never let me do that. She goes, you're reading them live.
Yeah, when I started panelling for you a couple of months ago, she goes, oh, Matt used to always do that for me. And I went, well, guess what? Yes. I'm not Matt.
Isn't that the truth?
Yeah. It really is.
So
I refuse to let you do it.
I know. See, I'm constantly being pushed out of my comfort zone, and that's what I like. So I've got two gentlemen in the studio. The first one I'm going to introduce is Jonathan. He is my faithful podcaster. I drive this man nuts. He's constantly... You're allowed to say hey?
Yes.
Hey. Hello. So I drive him nuts because he's always saying, I'm sorry to annoy you, Michelle, but please can I have the description of the show for 5 weeks ago? I need to put it up on... So I will say today's a world. It's a record. We've got every single podcast up to date as of last night.
Hurrah! Yay.
So there's 52 weeks of Stand Up Straight that you can
and
indulge.
It's
going to
stay
in.
That way.
Forget Wimbledon. Forget the soccer. They should just sit down and listen to 52 weeks of Stand Up Straight. Don't you reckon? Do you? You've listened to obviously all of them. What's your favourite? Or do you have one?
Oh, it's just so many. Of course. I mean, like you've mentioned all the really good ones that I love so much. Trans 101. I really loved the Daniel Whithouse one where he was talking about that's so gay going on the road around Australia, working with NICHE, which is the National Institute of Challenging Homophobia
Education. Well done. Yeah.
I should know all these acronyms because I'm always searching for the websites and the social media links and trying to sort of get the word out there about it and include the community for people who, miss the show or can't listen to it live necessarily.
Yeah.
So
you always do that. And I know I've driven you crazy, and my New Year's resolution will be to make sure I get them to you much, much, much quicker. And a lot of people don't realise that there's a lot of time and effort that goes into podcasting. It's not something that happens quickly, and it's often, and Jeffrey will probably agree, I'll introduce you. Hey, Jeffrey.
Thank you very much, Michelle. It's great to be here in the studio for Stand Up Straight.
You're very official there. That's really hard to get podcasters here at Joy, isn't it? Really, really hard.
It certainly is. And it's just another avenue of us getting the word out there and all of the good stuff we do here at Joy to put it out there to people that aren't necessarily in our sub-metro broadcast area, because it's only a very small area in the middle of Melbourne that we broadcast immediately to. And so getting the message out further than that is really reliant on podcasts and on streaming at the moment. So we do both of those things, and we want to continue to do both of them. And from Jonathan's point of view, do them really well. We want really good podcasts to be out there. We want the quality to be there, not just something that's slapped together and put out.
No. And I think, and I find from a learning perspective, I will always listen, and there's many a time that I'll say, oh, yuck, I hated how I said that. But, you have to listen to it if you want to grow and change or whatever. But it seems always so slick, and that's due to the work and the dedication that you put into it, Jonathan. So I do appreciate it, and I know I'll drive you crazy. I promise I won't. Stephen's probably glad that I'm driving someone else crazy and not him. So
I don't mind. It's all right.
So thank you. And I was going to... The reason I got Jeffrey in is in his official capacity as... What's your role here?
So I'm a Joy board member, and for my sins, my particular portfolio is that of chair of the programming committee. So it's just the committee that reviews all of the applications for shows, looks at how things are going from a programming point of view, and comes up with hopefully new strategies of engaging new people. And I know that sounds very corporate boardy sort of talk, but that really is the realm that we're in. But more importantly, tonight we're here to celebrate a year of a show that has been, I think, one of the outstanding new finds here on Joy. So for that, I think we really need to congratulate Michelle and her team. And of course, all of the congratulations go to Michelle, but you've also developed a team approach to this, and I think that's a really important thing to say as well, that the team matters.
Thank you. And it's probably, in a sense, a bit self-serving because I couldn't do it on my own. And husband and son are standing behind me, and there's many a time I'll say, I don't know what to do for a show. And Stephen, what's the question I always ask you on a Wednesday night when I'm doing my music?
Which one should I play, this one or this one?
And that's what I do. And because I'm never sure. So you're right, absolutely right, Jeffrey. It's a team. I will often, and before Sammy was my panellist, I would run ideas by Matt, or I'd, because I didn't have faith in what I was doing a lot in the beginning. Now I do a lot more, but I still feel that it's part of, it's embracing people, and it's and I like to have people around me. I'm not a solo person at all.
And I think that's really common. I think it's hard to do radio for a long period of time as part of an even small team, let alone individually. So you really do have to build that team around you. But that does come down to your leadership of the group and your quality of product along the way. And I think those things are truly to be commended. So we're going to move back to saying congratulations, Michelle.
Thank you.
And I think part of it, and something that, you know, I know Maddie T's in agreement with me about, is you've it's not just, it's the team that Jeffrey has spoken about, which, you know, it's great to have, to be part of that, but you've built a family, and we're all part of Michelle's family, aren't we?
True. You don't notice it when you're part of it, but you certainly notice it when you get us all together like this.
Yeah.
And you've got people podcasting, you've got people pushing your buttons, you've got people giving you advice on
people even pushing your buttons, though it's the first time, Maddie.
Exactly,
I'm a virgin button pusher for you, Michelle. But yeah, no, it's incredible, and it is a family. It is, you know, we get together each week and produce this product, and you guys hear an hour of it, but we sit around, you know, for hours before the show and after
and
the show
after.
When we go out for dinner and stuff, amongst other things, a couple of cheeky drinks.
Yeah. and that's true, and I think that's kind of, and this might sound a little bit silly, but I often think of other people that are in the media and what I see them creating, and I've learned from certain Ellen DeGeneres, let's just say it. I like the idea that, you know, what she's created, and I think that one of the things when I watch her show, she makes me feel happy when I watch her, and I'll never be like her, but I've tried to take elements of, I want people to be happy when they're in the studio, and with the music I play that is always up, I like, because that helps me, but I think it helps.
I think it does. But some of the stuff that you've covered along the way has been challenging and has been hard for people to listen to. So I think having that up dynamic in the studio and the up music is really part of being able to, on those difficult weeks, get through the hour.
Yeah. There was.
And no, it's also something that Andrew spoke about in his Andrew Thorpe,
my boss.
Yeah, our boss, basically, yeah. You know, he works with Jeffrey on the team. But, you know, it's about being able to have, you know, like, for me, it's important to have such important shows like this, which shows, you know, for us how effective good, strong allies that are part of our community. And everyone says to me, you know, you joke and go, oh, but, you know, you worry about people saying that I'm straight in this space. But, you know, I always joke about you and Stephen, your blood runs rainbow. And I suppose from the programming committee's point of view, to have a show that truly is what allies are about shows how important that is.
Yeah, and certainly having spent the last number of hours today doing some strategy documents, including allies as well as all of the subgroups within our community, as well as people from ability diverse and culturally and linguistically diverse and Indigenous communities as part of the plan going forward, is part of what we really want to be here at Joy, which is a very encompassing and broad organisation that's producing bloody good radio.
We're just going to go for a quick break, and I know I've cut you off short. Oh, it wasn't me. It was Sammy cutting you short anyway.
She always does.
She always does, yeah. So I want to thank you both for coming in and sharing the bouncy Stand Up Straight studio. So thank you, Jeffrey, for all the work you do here at Joy. Jonathan, for an amazing job that you do with my podcasting, making me sound lovely.
Thank you, Michelle.
Thank you, darling. You're on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. Be an ally. Talk it out. Educate yourself. Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9. Oh, my... Hi!
I'm Dean Arcurie, and when listening to Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9,
it was bound to
it's not about
so
same,
years,
it's all about being different, with Michelle on the mic.
You're all too busy talking.
Did you set me up for that?
Yes.
But I can't say what you are. Okay, you're... No, you're not. I've had a few more messages come in. Oh, dear. I've had... I'm going to save that one to last because it's something I want to say. So, hi, Michelle. Your dad rang through. This is from Brian on the front desk. He said to say hello and that he loves me and his beautiful grandson and wonderful son-in-law loves you all. And he's a very proud dad. It's family night and he's so loved. Loved this tonight. By the way, it made him cry. thank you, Dad. Happy first birthday, Michelle. Okay. You're an inspiration and an ally. What a wonderful person you are, and how lucky Nelson is to have a mother like you. I'm sorry, I can't read.
It was great to work. Nelson sounds like an intelligent and happy guy, a product of good parenting. Scotty.
Thank you, Scotty. I'm not comfortable reading this stuff, but I will read it out because the people that have made my year are you guys out there. So I will always be grateful, and I promise you I will continue to do the job that I'm doing. Happy birthday. Loving the show from Lisa. I think that's Sammy's Lisa. Is that your Lisa, Sammy? Hi. Your co-hosty from... What show are you on Friday night?
Yes, we are.
Yes, yes, Lisa. We are.
She's also on the programming committee for Joy, as well as the on the social media team. So she does a lot around here too.
She does.
She's amazing.
She is. She looks after our Facebook, yes. Carly from Reservoir. Hi, Michelle and team. Congratulations on reaching 1 year of Stand Up Straight. There's so many more. Loving your work. Thank you so much. And this is, this is a thank you I wanted to do in particular. Congratulations, Michelle, to you and your team. You have excelled in delivering a show that has become essential listening and a vital addition to the station's lineup. Keep the great work up. Dean Beck did the music for me, put together the music that you hear at the beginning of every show, and that always gets me in the mood. And I think if he remembers back the first time he played that, he sent me a demo of what he'd put together before I was on air, and I think I rang him crying, and I may have used some expletives and said that it was blah, 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 amazing. So the music is what Dean put together for me. So I really, really appreciate that, Dean. It was a lovely gift that you gave to me. And hi, Michelle. Big congrats on a year of fabulous radio. I'm proud to have been involved in my small way. I'm in awe of the way you've thrown so much towards the well-being of us all. That's from Andrea. And Andrea is the lady that we have talked about the most tonight. And that means a tremendous amount. Andrea, thank you. We love you. And you've had an amazing, amazing impact on us in the studio and the people that have been listening to this show. I have to wind it up. Thank you to everybody that has listened. Thank you to the messages and the support that I have got over the last 12 months. I cannot believe what I've achieved. I have got a phenomenal family. I am blessed beyond anything. I don't like talking my family up because I have got the God's gift of the best son in the world and the best husband in the world, and I cannot do this stuff without you. I know I drive the living bajingis out of you sometimes. I know that. Mm-hmm. But I love what I do. I truly, truly do. Sammy, I love you. You've been amazing. Maddie, I love you too. For our first 9 months. Jonathan, thank you. Nelson, thank you. Up next is the lovely Joy for Spirit Lounge. I'm not leaving you with your homework because you should know it by now after a year. The song that's playing in the background is Happy Birthday by a young chap called Paul McCartney.
And the Beatles.
And the Beatles. You've been listening to Michelle Barber celebrating first birthday on Stand Up Straight on Joy 94.9.
Lounge on Joy 94.9. This is the show where we talk about spirituality and sexuality for our community.
And good evening and welcome to Spirit Lounge, and you're with Joy and...
Tal.
And David is on the panel.
I am indeed, Joy.
Good evening, David. Now, because it's Michelle's birthday for Stand Up Straight, and because Tal's been eating all the cake and the chips, we're going to allow her to say a few more words, because there's a few people she wants to thank. Michelle, go for it.
Thank you so much, and I've intruded and taken over your studio. It'll only be about a minute.
Oh, you always do it anyway, so...
Well, hang on, you've been on my
show. I have to finish this cake anyway.
huge show, and I wanted to... there's somebody that I forgot to thank, and I do apologise. It was... my front desk, which has helped Robbie, Matt, and now I've got the lovely Brian that's sitting out on the front desk looking gorgeous. And thank you so, so much, Brian. Your support is very important. You greet people with a beautiful smile as they walk in the door. Thank you so much. And thank you, Joy, for letting me take over.
Not
the desk
problem,
is
Michelle.
Yours now. Have a fabulous show.
You go and celebrate.
Thank you.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.